This week on the Shame Free Life podcast radio show, we're going to have a candid conversation as we unravel a horrific story that reminds me of another horrific story that happened in 2017. We're going to talk about and take our time and begin to dissect as much as possible and analyze the story of Shanquilla Robinson. And this theme, this show is dedicated to justice for Shanquilla.
It's about the power of you.
We can be whatever we dream.
You're locked into another episode of 15 Minutes of Shame. Each week, we'll help you rebuild your life one brick at a time by addressing real life issues from a practical and biblical perspective.
I had to believe in myself like never before.
This is the Shame Free Radio Show.
Finding a solution to become the greatest.
And now your host, minister, author, grief and trauma support specialist, Dr. Ronald Zion Roseboro.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you are from coast to coast and from around the globe. You are locked inside of another installment, live inside the Shame Free Life podcast radio show. And I am your host, Ronald Zion. It's a pleasure to be back with you, Shame Free Life family and friends. Even under the circumstances, but this is why we're here. We're going to talk about a barbaric and uncivilized and savage murder. That's right. We're not going to sugarcoat anything and dance around tulips here on the Shame Free Life podcast radio show. We don't do that, but speak truth to power. This young lady was murdered. Now, before we get into justice for Shanquilla, let's pay some bills by taking a couple of breaks and we will be back momentarily. Have you ever felt alone and life is out of control? Perhaps like a sailboat at sea in the midst of a tsunami. Well, you're not alone. Here at the Shame Free Life LLC, we offer services in trauma recovery, crisis intervention, and empowerment coaching. We operate in integrity, confidentiality, empathy, with coaching ethics. Contact us at theshamefreelife.com or email us at contact@theshamefreelife.com. You may not be responsible for your injury, but you are responsible for your healing. Let us help you rebuild your life one brick at a time, because your life begins when you say so. Have you considered continuing your education? Or do you find yourself, like so many, sidetracked by life, fear, or maybe even excuses? Well, I've come to tell you that there is absolutely no perfect time than right now. Time is ticking away. So get your degree today. Rehoboth International Bible College is an accredited university designed to meet your higher biblical education needs. Simply go to RehobothInternationalBibleCollege.com or call 866-235-0812, extension 0. You are an investment, so it is past time for you to reap the dividends. Rehoboth International Bible College. And we are back inside the Shame Free Life radio show. Shanquilla Robinson, this particular story is so horrific, and it just speaks to the depravity of so many people that are not necessarily sociopathic, but I would say psychopathic, to do something as dastardly evil as this. Let me introduce you to some and present to others the story of Shanquilla Robinson as we get into this and sort of unpack what has happened. This particular story, for whatever reason, did not gain traction in mainstream media. However, thankful to the grassroots media that are boots on the ground, they have been all over the story. And even I have been on the story as well concerning my YouTube channel. And the handle is Shame-Free Life, the number 4, you. We have been talking about this. We are going full throttle. Our foot is on the gas and we will not let up until there is justice. Shanquilla Robinson, on October 28th, she took a trip with her best friend. And I use that in quotes, along with 3 to 4 other people and a couple of males within that group. They took a trip to Cabo, Mexico. According to her parents, being interviewed by WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina, 25-year-old Shanquilla got sick. At least that's the story that was told to the parents by the best friend. And the best friend said that she believed that it was alcohol poisoning. Yet they had not contacted a physician, but they were in the process of that. Now, according to reports that the physician verified that, yes, alcohol poisoning. However, according to the parents, they felt very strongly that something was wrong with this story. So an autopsy was conducted. An autopsy revealed that it was not alcohol poisoning that killed Shanquilla Robinson. It was a broken neck and a severed spine. Now, shortly thereafter, a video was released, a very violent video in which I had not yet seen it in its entirety, and I don't want to. And I saw maybe a couple of seconds, but that was it and no more, because it was a very short video as opposed to the long videos that are circulating out there. Again, that I'm not willing to subject myself and my spirit to. But that that denotes and shows the violent beating that Shanquilla took at the hands of someone else. And there was a male in the background asking Shanquilla, you know, are you not going to fight? Are you going to get up? Now, all of this has circulated. And the FBI, from my gatherings as of today, they're very interested in moving forward with this case because of the circulation of the video, which shows the assault taking place in Mexico. Now we are at a place. Now, had this happened in the United States of America, okay, we can go ahead and issue warrants for arrest and we can move forward in prosecuting because of said evidence. But since this happened in Mexico, now the Mexican authorities, they're going to have to do their due diligence and moving forward with extradition to extradite the individuals that were in that room or that villa at the time of the assault, the murder, the brutal murder of Shanquilla Robinson. So it is said that the Mexican authorities are basically dragging their feet. But my question is, would you drag your feet if it were your own citizens?
God, today.
So we're going to have to have a concerted effort here in putting pressure on the feds that they can now in turn put pressure on the Mexican government to extradite these people, these savages so that they can face the music, that they can face the charges that they so rightfully deserve. I think that at this point that that Shanquilla's parents need justice. I believe that Shanquilla's blood that cries from the earth, she needs justice. And it's just horrible all the way around. A graduate of West Charlotte Senior High. And the fact of the matter is that the mother and father will never know what it means to assist Shanquilla in raising her child, which would be her their grandchildren. The father would never know what it means to walk his daughter down the aisle as it relates to marriage. And it's a horrifying thing for any parent to bury their child. But even more so for a parent or parents to bury their child surrounding such a horrific, satanic, yet strategic murder that took place in Cabo, Mexico. So what I would like to do, I want to go to WBTV's website, and they have been broadcasting this now religiously because there's such an outcry, and very grateful for those that are taking it to social media, all forms of media, of course, the grassroots media, and those who are trauma support specialists such as myself, because this is a traumatic event, not just for the family of the victim, but for the community and all of those who can identify with another trauma that is somewhat similar in nature, though it's different. And for me, it really hit home because it reminded me of what happened September 2017 in Chicago at the Crown Plaza Hotel concerning Kanika Jenkins, in which at that time I dedicated a podcast show as it relate to what truly happened to Kanika Jenkins. And she was also surrounded by so-called friends in a hotel. And there was arguing going on back and forth. And it was a very sketchy story because it seemed that she was walking down an aisle or walking down the hallway of the hotel, and then she just mysteriously walked inside of a cooler that is supposed to be locked, that is supposed to be secure within the hotel, and that's where they found her body, quote unquote, frozen to death. But there's so many speculations around that as it relates to she could have very well been murdered. And I believe that she was murdered and her body was placed inside the freezer. And so this particular situation as it relates to Shanquilla Robinson, it brings up and it conjures up so many images of what happened even to Kanika Jenkins, when they both were surrounded by wolves in sheep clothing. They both were surrounded by demons and devils that pose as being friends. And even we're going to get into this, but I really want to revert back to the WBTV broadcast as it relates to where we are right now concerning getting justice for Shanquilla Robinson. And we're going to go to this article, and there is a lot to it, family, but we're going to stay right there.
Found dead in Cabo, Mexico, nearly 3 weeks ago. Her parents say she'd gone there on a trip with friends, but what happened next? We first told you about her mysterious death here at 11 o'clock last Friday night. Well, since that story aired, the headline has gotten lots of attention on WBTV.com and with celebrities and blogs asking questions. Well, tonight, the FBI tells WBTV it has its hands on a graphic video that her family says could help find answers. Our Brandon Hamilton is live outside the FBI headquarters in Charlotte tonight. So, Brandon, what do you have?
Well, Molly, that video you mentioned has now gone viral on social media. In fact, the feds have also told me they have their hands on that same exact video, which is why tonight we are outside the FBI. Now, Shaquilla Robinson's family tells me that video is key to proving she did not die from alcohol poisoning, which is what they were originally told. But I do want to warn you tonight again, Shaquilla's family wants you and investigators to see this video. It is very graphic. Nearly 2.5 weeks since Shaquilla Robinson's death, her family still doesn't know what happened to her.
We're not going to stop until this is, we get to the end of it.
Take it to the bottom of it.
We're going to get to the end of this.
No, this is not going to happen, you know. No, I've been crying, you know. I'm hurting all the way around.
Last Friday night, Bernard and Salamandra Robinson sat down to talk with me one-on-one. They said they believe their daughter's death was a result of foul play. But how and why? 5 days after that interview, we now know this viral video on social media could lead to an answer. That's at least what the Robinsons are hoping. It is graphic and shows an apparent fight. We've blurred some parts because right now, we want to be clear. No one has been charged with any crime. But Shaquilla's parents say it is her in the video. And the FBI in Charlotte tells WBTV the video has their attention. Quote, the video was referred to the FBI and we encourage anyone with related photos or video to contact the FBI. Shaquilla's family also provided this, a copy of her death certificate. They say this document shows foul play. Severe spinal cord injury was one of the causes of death listed.
It's in God's hands, and God gonna give her justice. God gonna give me justice. I'm a praying man. I serve the Lord.
And Molly, I do want to reiterate that video again that you just saw is the new information tonight that the FBI has their hands on it. Now, as far as information in general, it has been hard to get an answer. I did reach out to the Mexican consulate multiple times today, and finally late tonight, I was told to contact the embassy. Right now, they are closed, so I will be reaching out again tomorrow. Again, those answers that Shaquilla Robinson's family is looking for, we are asking again. Now, you can see that full interview from Friday on our website at WBTV.com. We're live tonight in Charlotte. Brandon Hamilton, WBTV, on your side.
Trying to get answers for those parents, Brandon. Thank you.
Okay. So this is the latest report as it relates to where we are somewhat at a standstill and moving forward to get answers. I think that an appropriate move would be to put immediate pressure on the government of Mexico of understanding the seriousness of this and that their full cooperation will not only be appreciated, but it is expected as it relates to this not apparent murder, no, this outright vicious murder that took place on their soil concerning our citizens or our citizen. Now, which brings me to this particular reality. When we talk about trauma, and of course, who knows more about trauma than Shaquilla Robinson, who received the brunt of physical trauma, mental, emotional trauma, even trauma to a spirit, of sustaining a broken neck and a severed spine. Do you know how much force it would take for one to break a person's neck and to sever the person's spine? We're talking about a brutal, savage-like attack that was relentless in its nature. Now, it is allegedly reported that this particular fight, this altercation, took place when they immediately touched down into Cabo. So, which tells me that this was calculated. Now, if this had happened after the first day, the second day, the third day, it would have been horrific and inexcusable. But for it to happen as quick as it did, it tells me that everyone was on board concerning this murder. Was it a setup from the very beginning? I seem to think that it did. I think that all arrows point to the fact that this was somewhat of a setup, which brings me to the reality that we have to be very careful of who is in our circle. You know, everyone that smiles in your face does not denote, does it mean that they have your best interests at heart. They can smile in your face, but all the while desire to take your place. And we see this across the board, not just with Shanquilla Robinson, but in the lives of so many people. You know, what would prompt these young adults to lure this young lady to this excursion, to this vacation, to this is a time to get away. This is a time to just really explore life, to just have fun. But she did not realize that she was walking into a death trap. You know, it sort of reminds me of the passage that's in the gospel when Judas Iscariot, the personal CPA accountant of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, who was stealing the money, that he made a deal with the devils, the Pharisees, in betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And many of them didn't know who Jesus was. They heard of him. Some may have seen him, but it was perhaps dark during that night of them pouncing upon Jesus to arrest the Christ. But Judas says something very profound. He said that you will know that it is the Messiah because I will walk up to him and give him a kiss. An endearment of intimacy, a token of gratitude, honor, and appreciation. So he took what is supposed to be honorable and a display of gratitude and reverence and love and perverted it into a death kiss. And he walked up to the Messiah and kissed him. And the Messiah immediately say, "Have you betrayed me with a kiss?" And they took him away to his death, as Shanquilla's friends took her away to her death by way of a kiss of promises and we want to celebrate you, and all of that was the bait for entrapment. You have to, family, parents that are out there, definitely be more discerning when it comes to your children and who they are with, who they hang with. Parents, adults, now I'm speaking to you. We must be very careful and discerning and move with wisdom as it relates to who we entertain in our circle. We should ask ourselves when someone comes into our circle, or even people that you have known for a long time, who sent you? Who sent you and why are you here? Because I truly believe that in this instant, as well as the story of Kanika Jenkins, that there are people that are strategically planted in your circle that are there for your demise. They're not there to praise you. They're not there to push you to excellence. They're not there to celebrate you. They're not there to be an accountability partner for you. They are there to destroy your very life. And so it behooves us to be very discerning. Now, as it relates to this particular story, as we continue to move forward and pushing for justice for Shenquilla, we're not letting up, because there have been countless stories of individuals that are not black. They have taken a trip to Aruba or other places, and a murder have taken place, and how the American government are swift to respond and to pressurize that particular government to get them to extradite the individuals back so that they can receive the crime, the charges, and the sentence that they deserve as it relates to the crime that was committed on their soil, to hold them to a standard of justice. And we should demand the same. So this, again, is a story that's very traumatic on all levels, but it's eye-opening. We've got to know, as the scripture says, we have got to know those who labor among us. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care how much that you claim that you are for me. But if I put on my spiritual glasses and I see otherwise, then I'm not going to call you a sheep. I'm going to call you a wolf.
God, today.
And I'm going to deal with you accordingly, as I should, by you being a wolf. And so we have to be, again, very proactive as it relates to our own lives, as it relates to our purpose. This woman, this young adult, she had a purpose in this life, and it was not to receive a broken neck and a severed spine. It was not to be brutalized. And not only that, but to hold those men, those young men accountable. What kind of young man would stand by to watch this woman receive the beatings and the blows that she received, and then to film it, to record the beatings? What kind of psychopathic mind would sit back and delight in this type of barbaric and uncivilized beating and not intervene and interject to stop this madness? That's not a man. That's a punk. And so it's really time to do a couple of things within our community as it relates to trauma and how we view one another, which is indicative of how we view ourselves, because we treat one another as we see ourselves. And this is learned behavior that has been passed down from the plantation. We're dealing with trauma that is untreated, trauma that is undiagnosed, and it's transgenerational trauma that is embedded in the very psyche and DNA of our young people, to think that it is sport, to think that it is something that is that is common, to beat someone unconscious, to beat someone to death, to break their neck and sever their spine and not think anything of it, and then to concoct a lie of alcohol poisoning and talking with the parents and dialoguing with the parents, all the while you are the murderer of the child, of the parent, that you are engaging in a conversation that's based on falsehood.
God, today.
That is psychopathic on all levels. But again, this is the mentality and this is the spirit of trauma that is undiagnosed and untreated, that runs rampant in all communities. But I'm speaking specifically of my community in which it came from. And so we have to be very proactive as it relates to treatment, but also as it relates to holding individuals accountable for their actions. Yes, there must be justice for Shanquilla Robinson on all levels. Yes, we're not going to let up on the FBI to make sure that they don't let up on the government of Mexico. That we're going to hold you, government of Mexico. We're going to hold your feet to the fire as it relates to implementing justice as if it were your own citizen that suffered a broken spine and a broken neck. And those individuals that were in that room, there needs to be swift judgment. The young men who were in the room that allowed this beating to take place, that had the unmitigated goal to record this brutality as this young woman, this young queen, this young sister was begging for her life, there needs to be swift justice. And we have got to get to a place of stop making excuses. Yes, to treat the trauma. Absolutely. As a trauma recovery coach, I do understand. But I also understand that if you have the audacity to do the crime, then you're going to have to pay the piper. Because you will not wreak havoc in the community and destroy lives and cut lives short that you did not create, and you continue to move on with your life. Not so. Not so. And so I just encourage you, family, to push this story, but also to have conversations with your youth, your sons, your daughters, your nephews, your nieces, your grandchildren, and adults. Have conversations with yourself. Who is in my circle? Have they come here for my help or to hinder? Have they come here for my demise? Or to help push me toward my destiny? Why are they here? Taking self-inventory. So therefore, by process of elimination, if there is a Judas in your circle, then it is your responsibility to identify that Judas and to cast them out of your circle. So we're going to stay on top of this story. We're going to make sure that justice is served, and this is not going to be one of those Kanika Jenkins type of story where we're just going to just go along with this particular storyline and narrative, and this is what happened, and that's going to be that. No, not at all. Martin Luther King said that injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And so we have a civic, moral, spiritual responsibility to make sure that justice prevails. Until next time, family, as I always say and will continue to say, that your life begins when you say so.
Thank you for joining us on the Shame Free Life Radio Show for 15 Minutes of Shame. Follow us on IG and Twitter at Shame Free Life. For information on promoting your business with us, contact us at theshamefreelife@gmail.com. Until next time, your life begins when you say so.